Hello friends, welcome to A Digital Blogger. Today we're going to talk about Ventura Securities. This is a full service stockbroker, and in this particular podcast we'll have a look at its background, we'll look at its trading platforms, we'll also have a look at its pricing, margin, customer support, research and some of the other related areas that you must be considering before you open your Demat account with them. Let's start with the background. Now this particular broker started in the year 1994. It has a membership of NSE, BSE, MCX, MCX-SX and NCDEX. It has a presence in more than 525 cities across India. So that basically means that as far as the offline presence is concerned, it is definitely one of the good ones. You can invest across equity, currency, commodity, mutual funds, IPO, depository services. You can open an NRI Demat account. You can have insurance through them if you want. So there is a wide range of investment and trading products with this stockbroker. For trading platforms, they have multiple options. You can start with the Ventura Pointer. This is a terminal software. You need to download this and install this onto your computer and laptop. It gives you multiple features. So it is a good software for intermediate to an expert level trader. The beginner trader might find it really difficult, initially at least, to understand how it actually works. You also need to check whether they still charge 3,500 rupees per year to use this particular stockbroking trading platform. Because if that's the case, then well, you might have other options to use as well. Ventura Wealth is the mobile trading application. It is somewhere around average if you can figure it out that way, but it's not definitely one of the top mobile applications in India. Then it has Ventura Commodities. This is another mobile trading application, separately done for commodity trading. It has 50,000 downloads, 5.54 MB is the size of it. And negatively, it has been rated pretty bad actually. 3.2 is not that great a rating when it comes to mobile trading applications. You can also use Ventura Web. This is a web trading application and it has basic features, so a beginner to an intermediate level trader can use that. So if you're an expert level trader, go for Ventura Pointer. Otherwise, you have mobile app and the web application at your disposal. Research of this particular stockbroker, although they have a range, so they have quarterly analysis, they have market technicals, they have mutual funds research, they have commodity research. As per their claims, they update their reports on a regular basis. But when it comes to the accuracy of it, some of the users have raised concerns, so we are not really that hopeful when it comes to the research of the stockbroker. Customer support is definitely one of the biggest areas when it comes to servicing a particular client. So they give you offline branches, we told about around 500 of them. They have phone, they have fax and they have email. So the communication channels are pretty much okay. They don't really have a chat bot, or they don't have a WhatsApp number, they don't have a toll free number. So all those things are missing. That is why there's a good room of improvement there. At the same time, when it comes to the quality of the professionalism of the executives, there is a certain bit of training that is more or less required. The consistency of communication is really hard to find. Then moving on pricing part, so account opening charges with Ventura Securities start at 150 rupees for trading account, 300 for the Demat account, and the AMC, the annual maintenance charge for Ventura Securities Demat account, is around 400 rupees. So it's kind of expensive, but you can definitely negotiate with the broker if you want to. When it comes to brokerage, they start from 0.2% for equity delivery. Intraday is 0.03. For option trading, you can buy equity options for 50 rupees per lot. Currency futures and currency options are priced at 20 rupees per lot. So from a full service stockbroking perspective, it's okay. It's not really that expensive. It's not cheap, but it's around average, let's say. Margin, you're gonna find it a little disappointing because this particular stockbroker does not provide really high margin to its clients. So you get 5 times for intraday trading, 2 times for delivery, 3 times for equity futures, currency futures 2 times. So very, very minimal. So this was the overall sort of an idea. Some of the concerns, well, the Ventura Pointer charges, you got to find that because that is a turnoff. Then the online trading applications, they definitely need some sort of innovation, especially for expert level traders. Then they do not provide you a 3-in-1 account. The customer support can be improved, the research can be improved. Positives, well, they have a decent offline presence. They give you multiple investment and trading products. They also have equity mutual fund investment option available for NRIs. Then the fund transfer process can be done smoothly as well. So This was the overall sort of an idea we wanted to give you. Now, it really depends on what kind of preferences you have. And based on that, you can take a call whether you want to go ahead with Ventura Securities as your broker or not. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We will see you in the next one. Bye-bye.